Good evening, Detroit. Good evening, Detroit. This is National Detroit Weekly. My name is Michael Van Sewell. I'm here with Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission. Harold Sullivan will be joining us shortly, but we thank you for joining us on the line. I know we're a few minutes behind, but you know we're here and we're ready to go. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you in part by the law offices of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker. Let me tell you something. This law firm is a full-service law firm with a list of services they provide. It's the law firm that I call on every time I need an attorney. The lead attorney, Cliff Pascal, has been leading this law firm for many years, and we're so excited that the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker supporters of National Detroit Weekly were issued every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. On Blog Talk Radio. We have an open format of topic, and it's not limited to anything. We do like to cover politics, and I know that Harold was going to talk a little bit about what's been going on in the past 24, 48 hours in Washington, because you know it changes every so often. We're excited about that. Here's the number for Attorney Cliff Pascal. It's 248-353-7750. Again, that is 248-353-7750. And that is the number for the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker. I am also thankful to Hot Sam's Downtown Detroit for their support, National Detroit Weekly. And Hot Sam's has been in Detroit since, 1921, I believe it is. They are currently on Monroe Street right now, and they have their winter clothes in now. And if you want a true partner to take you to the next level in menswear, it's Hot Sam's. Hot Sam's in downtown Detroit, and they can help you put your wardrobe together and take it to another level. Pastor Taylor, how are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great. Before we do anything else, I wanted to talk a little bit about the African Fashion Expo that we attended this past Saturday. We were talking about it over the last few weeks, but I wanted to, you know, just revisit it so that our listeners can know that it was a huge success. And we've got pictures and we've got information to follow up.
You know, it's nothing like being there, you know, on your own, you know, really seeing it for yourself. The modeling part of it was beautiful. The point of everybody that came out to support African Fashion before, what a success her, you know, and her team. I'm happy that she, you know, because if it wasn't for her, I don't know, you know, seeing those models, you know, really
person, see what they can do. You know, I never had an opportunity to see what models can do, but I got a chance to see what they can do.
And Pastor Taylor, let me just tell you, we both played a part. National Detroit Weekly was all a part of this African Expo. You emceed the fashion show. I was the guest speaker. We represented for National Detroit Weekly, and we had a great time. There was a lot of vendors there. We had our vendor table set up,
yes,
and we were excited about that. And you know, you even had your African outfit on from African Fashion. We gotta really get these pictures out. We're going to have to get these pictures on Facebook.
Oh, don't tell them all of that, Mike. You know, I didn't want them to know all of that.
I had my African tie on. And look, I was trying to represent too, you know.
I was just trying to stay humble. You know, I wasn't I wasn't trying to say much, you know. I was just trying to stay humble. This opportunity to be there for such a wonderful person named Yemi, isn't it a blessing to be there for her and her team?
Yep. And
to the great top of the first annual African Expo at Greater Grace. It was a great day, great event, long day, but we left and we felt good about it. We also promoted some of my poetry and everything, so we were really happy about the success of that day.
And don't forget to tell them about your speech, Obama's speech.
Yep, I was my topic for the African Expo was President Barack Obama. Now that it's different because now it's firmly a part of history. So two terms as president, an excellent terms in office without scandal, without drama. It was drama free, and I think the crowd there realized on Saturday that we all wished that Barack Obama could have done a third term as president. I think we all agree with that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about a few things, but I do want to mention about Deacon Mo.
Yes.
Deacon Mo is helping with a lot of things with National Detroit and the things that Michigan Ocean is working with. Deacon Mo is the new car specialist at Avis Ford in Southfield. They have an entire line of Ford Motor Company cars, trucks, and SUVs. He can help first-time buyers, payment terms, down payment, brand new vehicles, leasing. He can do a lease vehicle. Whatever you need to get started, bring it in. Your ID, your down payment, your trade-in, your check stuff. Bring it in. Deacon Mo will get you on track. Here's the number for
Deacon Mo, 248-226-2566. Again, that is 248-226-2566.
And then finally, before we hear from some of the other co-hosts this evening, American Standard Roofing, they have certified to free estimates. Financing is available. They can help with gutters and skylights and sidings. And they use the finest, most durable materials. They're Michigan's number one roofer, American Standard Roofing. Tell them you heard it on National Detroit Weekly so you get the discount. The number is
248-350-2323. Blogger Harold Sullivan, are you on the line? I was hoping Harold was able to chime in. I know he had some things he wanted to talk about. I do want to say that DTRED LLC is an environmentally friendly tire removal and recycling business. Call Audra Carson at DTRED at 313-623-6460 if you want to have tires removed from your property. They can recycle them. That's DTRED LLC. Call Audra Carson at 313-623-6460.
The caller 8205 has anything to say?
I just want to let you know the lines are open, and if you want to jump in with a topic or a question or concern, go right ahead. The lines are open.
Hey, good evening, you guys.
Oh, there you made it. You made it. The great blogger Harold Sullivan. How are you, Harold?
I'm doing fine, Michael and Reverend Shauna. How are you guys this evening?
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
I do want to apologize. I am on the road as we speak. it was a situation today who is having some procedures that are done is that there be their procedure every day. My wife and I and a cousin, we're doing a round robin on supplying the transportation. And the appointment period was extended a little bit because they procedural aspect. So doing
we're getting a little bit of an echo. Yeah.
Sounds like someone was getting into a car or something.
Yep. You know, we got all the lines open. So we're hearing everything right now.
Oh yeah, that's where we get the feedback because some lines open. So you're gonna get some reverberation. I don't know if we can close those down.
And I want to thank all the listeners and all the callers that are in. So I just want to remind you that you are live on. So if we get into a topic, if Harold says something and you don't agree with it, jump in and say something. Go ahead, Harold.
Yeah, one of the things there were a few things that I wanted to discuss, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is a real trailblazer and who may be considered presidential candidate 2020, was part of the hearing yesterday, considering Jeff Sessions for the Supreme Court. I'm driving right now, so I don't have my notes. But he is a person who is actually being considered one of the Secretary of State position. He's being considered a pivotal, very important position, and really concerned. A lot of the Democrats is the fact that given the letter that was written by Senator Scott Kennedy, probably about 20 years ago, Sessions was being considered at that point in time for a judgeship in Alabama. And or was it Mississippi? One of the two. Again, I'm driving, so I don't have notes in front of me. But he expressed some concerns about Mr. Sessions and his thoughts on dictating racial policy. And as a result, Elizabeth Warren wanted to read that letter during the confirmation hearing. And she was reading it. The Republicans suggested that she not read the letter. And if she did not have something to say that was off the cuff or part of her personal notes, that it wouldn't warrant her going any further. So, ipso facto, they essentially shut her down in the midst of her testimony regarding Sessions' worthiness to be appointed to Secretary of State.
I think it backfired, though. I think it backfired because this has now built up so much interest in that letter and what she said. I think it just put the spotlight on the whole Sessions hearing now.
Well, what concerns me is we know what happened with Betsy DeVos. Now, we spoke about Betsy DeVos on this very program for the past 3 weeks. Yesterday, her confirmation went through. We'll get back to that if we have the time. However, with Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, or Sessions, if you will, I'm concerned as to whether or not Democrats will be able to muster enough strength to have Republicans cross party lines and vote against him. That was not the case yesterday in the DeVos hearing, which resulted in her confirmation. There were two Republicans, one from the state of Maine, the other one from Alaska, voted against Betsy DeVos, but there still weren't enough Democrat senatorial votes to overthrow her nomination. Apparently, because of the fact that there was a tie based upon the number of Democratic senators and Republican senators who cast votes, Mike Pence, our vice president, had to come in and cast the deciding vote. And, of course, he voted on behalf of DeVos. My concern, Michael, is that the same thing will happen with the Sessions nomination. I think he's going to go through untethered and have a real soft landing, and we should see in a couple of days. What are your thoughts? Can you hear me?
Hi, this is Mike Vantool. Harold, are you there? You're listening to National Detroit Weekly. We are having some technical issues at the moment. We're going to try to get us back online. So if you're a caller and you're listening in, just hang on. We're going to try to get it back on within the next 5 minutes or so till we get back online. But thank you for calling in to National Detroit Weekly. We're here every Wednesday at 6:30. But then you can also listen to the program that we issue at any time, 24/7, on blogtalkradio.com. So we're trying to get the website back up and running right now, but let me tell you a little bit about Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. It's a public relations company that specializes in providing consulting services, whether you are a business owner. And I just want to give you some examples. We have a business owner that wants to expand his business, but he doesn't have that level of confidence that he needs to go out and talk to people. And he has contracted with Michigan Ocean in order to be a better speaker, a public speaker. So that's one facet of what we do, just one example. We also advise candidates who are running for office. Now, we can offer something as simple as advice, or we can offer something as elaborate as campaign management, chauffeur, and be chauffeured in a limousine to your appointments, or at least into SUVs to your appointments. So it can be as little or as much as you want. We also advise entertainers, whether you are a singer, we can advise you on your career and get you booking. So that's another facet of Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. And that's just the consulting and advising area. We also provide commercial loans for our business clients, commercial lending only, no consumer lending, just commercial lending. So if you are a restaurant and need operating capital, payroll, you need merchandise, you can apply through one of our lenders, and we partner with at least half a dozen lenders locally and across the country in order to provide funding for your business. So that's another facet. And then finally, radio production and advertising. If you need advertising on Radio 1, or a specific program, you just let us know and we'll make it happen. So we can do advertising. We can do the commercial for you. You can create the commercial. We have radio talent that can do the ad for you. We also can produce it and have it available for you so that you can keep a copy of yourself and run it on any program you want to. So we can do radio advertising. We can help you make your script. Another thing we can do for you is we can produce your radio show. We can produce it for you. We can produce the on-air talent for you. And we can produce the show. We can manage the show. And for one price, it's turnkey. You contract with us to produce your show. All you have to do is show up at the radio station, and we'll do your show for you. You can say what you got to say and leave, and we'll handle all the pre-production. We'll handle the co-hosting. We'll handle the support and even the financial support with other sponsors to help with your program. So all that we do at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. We're located in Southfield at Northwestern and Evergreen, and we can put the whole process together for you. So it's public relations, and we specialize in business consulting, political consulting, commercial lending, and radio advertising and production. And so you can call us. The number is 248-516-8300. And you can visit us online at MichiganOcean.com, MichiganOcean.com. Some of the programs that we produce are not only on the Internet, but they're on broadcast radio networks also. So if, you know, think about your business, think about what you need, think about taking your business to the next level, going higher, because that's what Michigan Ocean Strategy Group can do, is take you to another level. We can take you higher. We can take you all the way up with Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Think about what you need. If you have a restaurant, think about, you know, let me tell you a story. I know of two restaurants that I have gone to, stopped in, watched them as they developed and opened up for business. And one thing that they forgot is, you know, they got the chairs, the tables, they got the utensils, the plates, the ovens, the menus. They did all that. But guess what they forgot? They forgot to advertise. They forgot to let people know that they were open for business. And one of them is out of business. I don't even want to say the name because a lot of you may know the name, and I don't want to put their business out. Like, they had to shut down. They didn't even have a sign, Pastor Taylor, to hang out front of the restaurant. You know, they were so intent on just opening up. So, but when they opened up, nobody was there. Nobody knew they were open. You know, their friends and relatives knew, but that you can't stay in business with friends and relatives. I mean, what, are they going to come and eat their breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day for the next year? It's not going to happen. You need the general public to come in. So you need advertising. So think about what you need. The other restaurant, they've been struggling ever since. They had to go under new management. They had to change their menu. They had to reduce their prices. I mean, they're struggling to stay alive right now. So those are some of the things that you had to do. So think about it. How can we help you? We've told you what we do at Michigan Ocean Strategies Group. We told you what we do, and you know what you need to do in your business. You know what you need to do to get more people in the door. So think about it, and then we can also sit down and talk to you about some ideas. Pastor Taylor and I can sit down and talk to you about ideas that you would have in order to move forward in your business. sometimes you may be thinking so much about what you need to do, and you're thinking in a small box. You're not thinking outside the box. You're small-minded, you know, and there's nothing wrong with, because you got as far as you are now in your business. So I'm not saying that anything is wrong with your business. I'm just saying that you need to open up to other things. You know, one thing is, don't think that you know everything. And that's Pastor Taylor, that's, I think that's one thing that a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. They think they know it all.
Leave no room for growth.
Right. You think you know everything, and you don't keep your options open, your mind open to things. And that's really critical. That's really critical to keep an open mind about it. But Michigan Ocean Strategy Group is here for you, and we want to be a part, and we want to help to be successful. We've got a nice conference room. We're actually looking at getting some more space so that we can reach our clients, not just in the Southfield area, but downtown, in the downtown area too. So we're looking to be able to get to where our clients are. So, you know, we keep an open mind too. So it's not just what we tell you. We practice some of the same things too, and that's why we have expanded some of the services we provide, because we can just do one or two things and be comfortable doing that, but we found out that we need to offer more. We need to offer more to our customers. We need to offer more to our clients than what we used to. And you don't want to lose your clients and have them walk away and go to somebody else. If you can do it, and if you know what you need to do, if you have the answers and you can help your customer, and if you have your I'm just looking at some of my notes here, but if you have the answers and you know what you're doing. Okay. Well, we were going to try to you're listening to National Detroit Weekly, and I'm just been getting a lot of notes here flashed in front of me, and I think we are going to try getting us back online for next Wednesday, but we got a few more minutes left on the line, and I just wanted to cover a few things with you before we lose you. We apologize for some of the internet interruptions that we have, but we appreciate those of you that are listening and on the line right now. I do want to mention about some of our supporters that have stuck with National Detroit Weekly since we started, like the law offices of Pascal Tashman and Walker, Hot Sam's, D-Tread, African Fashions and More, who is one of our major sponsors. Pascal Tashman Walker, their number is 248-353-7750. I apologize to our callers and listeners that we were not able to get you on. We're glad Harold Sullivan was able to catch on today. Pastor Taylor, I just want to know if you had a few words to share this afternoon.
I want to talk about African fashions and more classic expressions. People come up to us saying, hey, can you purchase this authentic African clothing? And do you know what I tell them? African Fashions address is 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park. Here's what you will find out at African Fashions: a splash of color, authentic, colorful African fabric, expert fashion designer on site, low and reasonable prices, direct to public merchandise, experience craftsmanship to create your individual style and outfit. Long shorts, dresses, matching hair wraps, long short sleeve skirts, pants sets, short maxi skirts, Kofi hats, ties, jackets, and accessories. They'll even make a winter coat for us right now. They have all these beautiful accessory purses, beautiful hand clutch bags to match your outfit. And also button-down shirts, children's departments too.
fashionable outfits. Are you ready to experience African fashions and more? Go out to their address this weekend. Then we're going to talk about
yeah, we covered Deacon Moore already, Detroit. I think
so everyone is covered, but we want to definitely talk about Renee L. Cunningham, the legacy protector. Renee is a creative and compassionate communicator with the heart for all people. She currently works as a director of benefits with America Income Life. She has worked in banking and finance for over 20 years at various financial institutions. She is a motivational speaker and has taught financial literacy with Banking on the Future, Operation Hope. Her goal is to inspire you to overcome every challenge in your life by discovering your purpose, protecting the legacy that has been given to you, and enabling you to create your own. Renee speaks with a down-to-earth yet very impactful real attitude. Her infectious and likable spirit is unmatched and generates relatable associations right away. She has been dating her high school best friend, Darnell Cunningham, for over 25 years. They have been married now for 19 years and have two wonderful sons, Dion Maxwell and Blake Alexander. Now, if you are looking for the legacy protector, just go ahead and check her out. Her information is on our website. Her name is Renee Cunningham. Please save the date for Missionary Hattie Humphrey. She has an annual civic birthday banquet honoring Missionary Hattie Humphrey, Detroit Spiritual Ambassador. Do you know that's Michael's doing? He, you know, he has a way to pump up people and to encourage people, and he created that name for her. Please save the date, March 18th. It is going down. Judge Minnie Millender will be there. She's the chair. And Kelly Ramsey, she's the vice chair. Please save the date. Come on out. We got this famous poet, and he did not know it. That's right, the jazz man, Michael Van Tool. All right. The date, Wednesday, April 19th at Cola's. It is really going down off of Northwestern Highway. Y'all get ready for the Unstable Tour. You can purchase tickets at 24681 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, Suite 400E. Please get your tickets right away because he will be sold out. And you do not want to miss the outstanding performance. I'm telling you, he came out to Beacon Outreach Mission, and he laid down the red carpet, and everybody was so excited. So I know that you guys will be excited. Tickets are $20. That's right. Get you a date because you don't want to miss it. Also, Beacon Outreach Mission, our goal is to help the homeless. Our goal is to make sure that the mothers and the fathers and the sisters and the brothers out here, those that don't have anywhere to sleep, those that don't have any clothes, those that don't have any food, we provide the resources for you. But one day we will have a building where we can house the homeless and do other programs for the homeless. Get ready for the month of March because it is going down. Beacon Outreach Mission will have our services back up running in the month of March. We will keep you informed in March. Also, did y'all know Beyonce is getting ready to have twins? Yes, she is getting ready to have twins, just like Blue Ivy. Isn't Blue Ivy just such a doll with all that pretty hair? Michael, do you have anything to say? Or Harold?
I don't know if any of the callers can chime in, but if you can't, if you can, go right ahead. If not, we are broadcasting live this evening here on National Detroit Weekly. We did have some issues with the computer crashing, but the phone lines are open and running, and so hopefully you can hear us. And if you did have to drop off the line, we are available to you can listen to the program at any time after we issue it this evening and post it. And of course, of course, we don't want to forget Hot Sam's because, you know, I've got a number of major events coming up this year already. And you know, if it wasn't for Hot Sam's, you know, I don't know this year. And, you know, I've got the concert coming up at Cola's, and I've got Missionary Humphrey's event coming up, and Hot Sam's has been a partner with me already for events that has taken place already. You know, Hot Sam's redefines the shopping experience, and they have been a partner with us here at National Detroit Weekly for a number of months now, beginning from last year, and we appreciate we appreciate Hot Sam supporting National Detroit Weekly. They are located at 127 Monroe Street, downtown Detroit. And, you know, I walked in there the other day, and they've got everything that you need, from ties, sweaters, jackets, and, you know, scarves, gloves, suits, everything that you need to help get started. Coats too, yes. And Hot Sam's is really, you know, can be your a partner and help you get going. You know, some people rely on their, you know, their wives to help them get dressed sometimes, and you know, that's great. But what about the guys who are single, you know, and you need somebody to help you get those colors coordinated and get the ties? Well, Hot Sam's is there. Hot Sam's is a one-stop shop for the modern gentleman, located in the heart of downtown Detroit in the One Campus Marshes Building. The store features an on-site tailor shop, professional and casual clothing, outerwear, cufflinks, belts, hats, shoes, layaway plans, and other unique services. So learn more about Hot Sam's and how they can take you to the next level.
Hot Sam's, you know, when you get ready to go to church, you need a nice cashmere coat and a nice sweater with a nice jacket. They're all in, of course. The suits are always available. Take your wardrobe to the next level. You know, Michael had to step his game up. Not just Michael, but these other husbands and boyfriends out here and fathers, you know. They had to all step their game up to the next level. All they say, let me help you add these colors and style. And so now you got to step it up with bow ties and colorful slacks to match, plus a colorful shirt. And they also have business suits. They are open Monday through Saturday. Address is 127 Monroe Street. Tell them you heard it on WCHB, Custom and National Detroit News Weekly. Custom tailored for men and women. Hot Sam's is on the move. Get ready, get ready, get ready.
You're listening to National Detroit Weekly. We issue a new program every Wednesday at 6:30. It's an hour-long show. We cover politics, news, and entertainment. And we thank you for sticking with us, and we know a number of callers that called in. We wish that we had an opportunity to get all of you on the line. We had a computer crash this evening, and we tried to get it back. But you know what? We're here. You can hear us. You can listen to us right now. And we're hoping that next Wednesday, all of you who were, you know, on the line and didn't get a chance to talk, we're going to open it up. We're going to open up the line for you next week so that you can say what you want to say. I want to thank Colette Douglas from Elite Customer Service also. Hopefully, you know, next Wednesday we'll get a chance to talk to Colette Douglas about her business and some of the things that she's doing to help other companies and their employees. So we're hoping to be able to talk to Colette Douglas from Elite Customer Service next week. But look, I once again, I want to thank you for joining us. I know we have a few minutes left, you know, but today it was about, we wanted to really share with you information about Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, which is the producer of National Detroit. Michigan Ocean Strategy Group also produces community highlight show with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And we also have some plans coming soon with Beacon Outreach Mission and more. So there are more things that Michigan Ocean has coming down the line. So we're excited about that. And we're excited about Beacon Outreach Mission. We're excited about some of the work that Pastor Taylor is doing and some of the plans that she has for the community. And it takes a lot of hard work. It takes volunteers. It takes money. It takes money to run an organization like Beacon Outreach Mission. So those of you out there who would like to contribute to Beacon Outreach, just go to the website or just call Beacon Outreach at talk to Pastor Taylor at 586-329-0199. Again, to contribute to Beacon Outreach and her ministry, Pastor Taylor, call 586-329-0199. Because there's a lot of work that has to be done. There are people that Beacon Outreach wants to reach to help them to get jobs. There are people that need clothes and outfits. There are people that need food. There are people that need shelter. And these are some of the core things that Beacon Outreach and Pastor Taylor wants to do. So keep that in mind, Beacon Outreach Mission and Pastor Taylor. We're so grateful that she's a part of National Detroit Weekly and is a contributing advisor here on the program. I also want to thank Harold Sullivan, the blogger. I met Harold Sullivan years ago, Salem Broadcasting, a while back. I think it was called Salem at the time. And he's a veteran radio. You might have heard his voice on some commercials and other programs in town over the years. But we've got the great Harold Sullivan right here on National Detroit. Let me say something about the Unstable Tour coming up. I am really excited about this show that's coming up at Cola's in Farmington Hills. You know, we did one in the dead of winter. It was freezing cold, but I really, you know, all those couples that came out in February of last year in the freezing cold, let me tell you, I'm hoping that they come out while it's a little bit warmer on April 19th. And DJ Gam is going to be dropping some of those instrumental jazz tracks for me. And I've got material from the last book, Speak on It. And I've got material from the new book that's at the publisher now, The Red Brick Cafe. So I've got music from both books coming out. And there's some surprises there. Now, Cola's, we're going to have a good time because the party's going to start even after the show, okay? They've got food and drinks there, a full restaurant there, and whatever beverage you want, trust me, Cola's has it. But they've got the African food available, great menu. So, you know, just make sure, like Pastor Taylor said, make it a good date night and bring your significant other out with you and have a great time at Cola's. Or who, Pastor Taylor's telling me?
Your
girlfriends, your boyfriends, your husband, your wives, bring them all. Bring them all with you at Cola's in Farmington Hills. So, look, it's going to be a great show. Pastor Taylor's here laughing because I say bring all of them with you that night. I'm going to have a good time.
Well, the reason why I said your girlfriend, I'm not talking about a woman, but I'm just saying bring your girlfriend that because a lot of women don't have a husband. Or, you know, they lost their loved one. So I'm just trying to recognize those beautiful women out there that have lost their husband, you know, so.
Or fiance.
Yeah, and others, okay? There are many other situations that put people in sense. But that's why I said everybody come out, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, bring everybody out.
The verse of the day is from the Word of God
is
alive
right
and
time.
Powerful. Hebrews
4 and 12. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. That's the word for today.
Look, let me tell you, that was right on time. We was about, I don't know what was going to be the next line, but that scripture came right on time. Now, that was divine intervention, right? I don't know where this conversation was headed. But all I'm saying is everybody come out on April 19th, on Wednesday, April 19th, and have a great time with some rhythm, poetry, and jazz. So looking forward to that. Man, I tell you, what an hour. I mean, you know, it doesn't always go smoothly. Yes. And, you know, there's a lesson in tonight, Pastor Taylor. You know, I'm not as heathen as you think.
You sure?
I'm sure. Because, you know, I grew up in a Christian house, so I know that doesn't make me great and perfect. But all I can say is that I know
nobody's perfect.
But we had some challenges tonight. And I'm glad you're still with us.
Amen.
And we stuck with it.
Amen.
We didn't give up. And we were able to salvage and make the best out of a situation. And I think, look at this bigger lesson for all of us tonight. That yes, you may get used to everything going great for you and smooth. And that can happen year after year after year after year. But when something goes wrong, don't give up. Have faith and trust in God. Pastor Taylor's got some more to preach.
No, actually, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to give a shout out to Tiffany Gilbert for her book. In the heart of Detroit, shout out to Tiffany Taylor, a.k.a. Gilbert. I just wanted to congratulate her on her book. You can go on Amazon and get her book. All right. We're going to continue to speak on it. Bye. Speak peace, speak joy, speak love, speak hope, and continue to lean forward and continue to press towards God. And we will see you next time. And definitely, we want to hear your voices. We want to hear your thoughts, and we want to hear your concerns of your own city of Detroit. And wherever you lay your head at, I know it's something going on, and we need to hear from you. God bless you. Tune back in next Wednesday.